The crowd deflated, obeyed meekly. I felt a rough grasp and then a shove as I was encouraged to do likewise. I spun around to get into it with the guard who had shoved me, thought better of it, and turned to Ware.
"Wait," he said on cue. "This is Jack. This man is all right."
I smiled as warmly as I could. "So is this one," I said, and offered my hand. As he took it, I gave him the smooth lie. "That was pretty impressive, Dr. Ware." His eyes widened.
"You know my name?"
"Doesn't everybody?" I was lucky. Lightning didn't strike me dead, and Ware ate it up.
"Well, where did you... How long have you been here? I mean..."
I sighed. He was like a goddamned eager puppy. I pointed down the riverbank to my stack of stuff. "I kind of hitchhiked in a couple of minutes ago."
"I didn't notice that,"
he said with wonder in his voice. I shrugged, smiled. There was an uneasy silence. I coughed into it. "Came to see you, in fact. Brought something you might like."
"Oh, really?"
Now he really was like a puppy. He all but ran with me across the bridge to the other side. He had to keep restraining his legs from running as we neared my belongings. When we got to the pile, I pointed, but he had already seen.
"My God! An L-1625 Scout! I don't believe it!"
He was all over it in a second, poking and prodding. He uttered another gasp.
"And it's still got the recording pod,"
he said breathlessly. "Oh, you noticed that, did you?" I asked with a smile, looking over his shoulder to see what the hell he was talking about. "Recording what?" He straightened up and looked at me.
"And you brought this all this way for me?"
he asked with genuine amazement. "All for you." His ecstasy was overflowing. He didn't know what to say. Embarrassed, he looked back and forth between me and the suit.
You're really Jack Crow?"
I nodded. He stuck out his hand to shake again. I shook. Now I was embarrassed.
"And you're Hollis Ware,"
I added lamely. He hardly heard me. He was watching the distantly retreating crowd.
"Damn," he said with a boyish grin. "You sure do make things happen, don't you?"
He was already looking at the suit again, but I was watching the crowd now, watching and wondering how badly what was coming would hurt this man, this nice man.
"Yes," I replied at last, "I do."